Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion's starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed. But I don't see that. Seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, as far as I know, none of the phone calls from the people on board were messages of hate or revenge. They were all messages of love. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around.
I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes,
I feel it in my toes, yeah.
Love is all around me,
all around
and
me.
So the thing.
I'm afraid you did it again, Bill.
It's just I know the old version so well, you know.
Well, we all do. That's why we're making the new version.
Right, okay, let's go. I feel it in my fingers,
in my fingers.
I feel it in my toes,
I feel it in my toes, yeah.
Love is all around. Oh, fuck, wank, bugger, shitting, ass, head and hole. Start again. I feel it in my fingers,
in my fingers.
I feel it in my toes,
feel it in my toes, yeah.
Christmas is all around me,
all around
and
me.
So the feeling grows,
so the feeling grows, oh.
It's written in the wind,
in the wind.
Everywhere I go,
love Christmas.
Come on, let it snow. This is shit, isn't it?
Yep, solid gold shit, maestro.
It's just round the corner, you'll make it.
You sure you don't mind me going without you?
No, really. I'm just feeling so rotten.
I love you.
I know.
I love you even when you're sick and look disgusting.
I know, now go, or you will actually miss it.
Right. Did I mention that I love you?
Yes, you did. Get out, loser.
It's me again. I'm sorry, I literally don't have anyone else to talk to.
Absolutely. Horrible moment right now, though. Can I call you back?
Of course.
Doesn't mean I'm not terribly concerned that your wife just died.
Understood. Bugger off. Call me later.
So what's this big news, then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Best sandwiches in Britain.
Try my lovely nuts. Beautiful muffin for a beautiful lady. Morning, my future wife.
Okay, I can stop there, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I'll just need a couple of more gels, please,
mate. By the way, he introduced me as John, but actually everyone calls me Jack.
Oh, fine. Nice to meet you, Jack. You got me right, though. I'm just Judy.
Great, just Judy.
No surprises?
No surprises.
Not like the stag night.
Unlike the stag night.
Do you admit the Brazilian prostitutes were a mistake?
I do.
And it would have been much better if they'd not turned out to be men.
That is true.
Good luck, kiddo.
How are you feeling?
Cool. Powerful.
Would you like to meet your household staff?
Yes, I would like that very much indeed.
Anything to put off actually running the country.
This is Terence. He's in charge.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I had an uncle called Terence once. Hated him. I think he was a pervert. But I very much like the look of you.
This is Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Good morning, sir. I'm the housekeeper.
All right. Well, it should be a lot easier with me than with the last lot. No nappies, no teenagers, no scary wife.
And this is Natalie. She's new, like you.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello, David. I mean, sir. Shit, I can't believe I've just said that. And now I've gone and said shit. Twice. I'm so sorry, sir.
It's fine, it's fine. You could have said fuck and then we'd have been in real trouble.
Thank you, sir. I did have an awful premonition I was going to fuck up on my first day. Oh, piss it.
Right, I'll go get my things, and then let's fix the country, shall we?
Yeah, I can't see why not.
In the presence of God, Peter and Juliet have given their consent and made their marriage vows to each other. They've declared their marriage by the giving and receiving of rings. I therefore proclaim that they are husband and wife.
Did you resist the temptation for surprises?
Yeah, I'm sure now.
Hello. What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I just popped over to borrow some old CDs.
The lady of the house let you in, did she?
Yeah.
Lovely, obliging girl. Yeah. No, I just thought I'd pop back for the reception, see if she's better. This is good. Oh. Listen, I've been thinking. I think perhaps we ought to take Mum out for her birthday on Friday. What do you think? I just feel we've been bad sons this year.
Okay. Sounds fine. A bit, you know, boring, but fine.
Hurry up, big boy! I'm naked and I want you at least twice before Jamie gets home. I am so happy to see you.
Delicious delicacy?
No, thanks.
Taste explosion? Food?
No, thanks.
Yeah, a bit dodgy, isn't it? Looks like a dead baby's finger. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, tastes like it. I'm Colin, by the way.
I'm Nancy.
Wicked. What do you do, Nancy?
I'm a cook.
Ever do weddings?
Yes, I do.
Should have asked you to do this one.
I did.
God, I wish you hadn't turned it down.
I didn't.
Right. I've just worked out why I can never find true love.
What's that?
English girl. They're stuck up, you see. And I am primarily attractive to girls who are, you know, cooler. Game for a laugh. Like American girls. So I should just go to America. I'll get a girlfriend there instantly. What do you think?
I think it's crap, Colin.
That's where you're wrong. American girls would seriously dig me with my cute British accent.
You don't have a cute British accent.
Yes, I do. I'm going to America.
Colin, you're a lonely, ugly arsehole. And you must accept it.
Never. I am Colin, god of sex. I'm just on the wrong continent, that's all.
Be quiet while we finish the lighting, guys.
Actually, I thought I was never going to make it here today. The traffic was just...
unbelievable.
Judy, could you take the top off this time? Lighting and camera need to know when we're actually going to see the nipples and when we're not.
Yes, okay. Right.
At least
it's nice and warm in here.
Yeah, it's not always the case, is it? I was standing in for Brad Pitt once on 7 years in Tibet.
Yes, yeah.
Bloody freezing. Yeah, sorry, guys, time's pretty tight and we have to get the actors in.
Fine.
I promise I won't look.
Right, let's have another look.
And Jerry says if you could just put your hands on her breast.
All right, okay, yeah. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to warm them up. Right. And massage them, please.
All right.
It's Junction 13, it's just murder, isn't it? Yeah. Total gridlock this morning.
Joe and I had a lot of time to prepare for this moment. Some of her requests, for instance, that I should bring Claudia Schiffer as my date to the funeral. I was confident she expected me to ignore. But others, she was pretty damn clear about. When she first mentioned what's about to happen, I said, over my dead body. And she said, no, Daniel, over mine. And as usual, my darling girl and Sam's darling mum was right. So she's going to say her final farewell to you, not through me, but inevitably, ever so coolly, through the immortal genius of the Bay City Rollers.
Bye.
love him.
What?
No, I just thought I'd ask the blunt question in case it was the right one and you needed someone to talk to about it. And no one had ever asked you, so you've never been able to talk about it even though you might have wanted to.
No, is the answer. No, absolutely not.
So that's a no then?
Yes. This DJ, what do you reckon? The worst in history?
Probably. Mm. I think it all hangs in the next song.
Now here's one for the lovers. That's quite a few of you. I shouldn't be surprised. And a half.
He's done it. It's official.
Worst DJ in the world. Sarah's waiting for you.
Oh, yes, of course. Great. Good. How are you doing there? Are you settling in fine, letting her do a void?
Absolutely. Barry?
Sarah, switch off your phone and tell me exactly how long it is that you've been working here.
2 years, 7 months, 3 days, and I suppose, what, 2 hours?
And how long have you been in love with Carl, our enigmatic chief designer?
Two years, 7 months, 3 days, and I suppose an hour and 30 minutes.
For this much?
Do you think everybody knows?
Yes.
Do you think Carl knows?
Yes.
Oh, that is bad news.
Well, I just thought that maybe the time had come to do something about it.
Like what?
Invite him out for a drink, and then after about 20 minutes, casually drop into the conversation the fact that you'd like to marry him and have lots of sex and babies.
You know that?
Yes. And so does Carl. Think about it, for all our sakes. It's Christmas.
Certainly. Excellent. Will do. Thanks, boss.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Carl.
Excuse me.
Babe. Absolutely far away. Mia, could you turn it down?
And that was the Christmas effort by the once great Billy Mack. Oh dear me, how are the mighty fallen? I can safely put my hand up my arse and say that is the worst record I've heard this century. Oh, and coincidentally, I believe Billy will be a guest on my friend Mike's show in a few minutes' time. Welcome back, Bill.
So, Billy, welcome back to the airwaves. New Christmas single cover of Love Is All Around.
Except we've changed the word love to Christmas.
Yes. Is that an important message to you, Bill?
Not really, Mike. Christmas is a time for people with someone they love in their lives.
And that's not you?
That's not me, Michael. When I was young and successful, I was greedy and foolish, and now I'm left with no one, wrinkled and alone.
Wow. Thanks for that, Bill.
For what?
Well, for actually giving a real answer to a question. It doesn't often happen here at Radio Watford, I can tell you.
Ask me anything you like, I'll tell you the truth.
The best shag you ever had?
Britney Spears.
Wow.
No, only kidding. She was rubbish.
Okay, here's one. How do you think the new record compares to your old classic stuff?
Oh, come on, Mikey, you know as well as I do, the record's crap. But wouldn't it be great if number one this Christmas wasn't some smug teenager, but an old ex-heroin addict searching for a comeback at any price? All those young popsters come Christmas Day, they'll be stretched out naked with a cute bird balancing on their balls. And I'll be stuck in some dingy flat with my manager, Joe, ugliest man in the world. Fucking miserable because our fucking gamble didn't pay off. So if you believe in Father Christmas, children, like your Uncle Billy does, by my festering turd of a record, and particularly enjoy the incredible crassness of the moment when we try to squeeze an extra syllable into the fourth line.
I think you're referring to, if you really love Christmas.
Come on and let it snow. Ouch.
So, here it is one more time, the dark horse for this year's Christmas number one. Christmas is all around. Thank you, Billy. After this, the news is the new Prime Minister in trouble already.
Okay, what's next?
The President's visit.
Ah, yes, yes. I fear this is going to be a difficult one to play. Alex.
There's a very strong feeling in the party. We mustn't allow ourselves to be bullied from pillar to post like the last government.
Yeah, yeah.
This is our first really important test. Let's take a stand.
Right. Right. I understand that, but I have decided not to. Not this time. We will, of course, try to be clever, but let's not forget that America is the most powerful country in the world. I'm not going to act like a petulant child. Right, who do you have to screw around here to get a cup of tea and a chocolate biscuit? Right. Yeah, come in.
These have just come through from the Treasury.
Uh-huh.
And these are for you.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
I was hoping you'd been. Not that wouldn't have been nice for the other bloke, too. Just always giving him the boring biscuits for no chocolate.
Ha! Thanks very much. Thanks. Natalie.
God, come on, get a grip. You're the Prime Minister, for God's sake.
So what do you reckon to our new Prime Minister, then?
Oh, I like Ken. Hmm. I can't understand why he's not married, though.
Well, you know, the type is married to his job. Either that or gay as a picnic basket.
excuse me, Judy, if you could just lower the nipples and shoot them a bit to the left.
Okay.
I have to say, Judy, this is a real pleasure. It's lovely to find someone I can actually chat to.
Thank you.
Ditto.
Thank you.
And the move again, please, Judy.
Oh, God, sorry.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exciting news.
What?
I bought a ticket to the States. I'm off in 3 weeks.
No.
Yes. To a fantastic place called Wisconsin.
No.
Yes, Wisconsin babes. Here comes the Colin.
No. There are a few babes in America. I got you.
But they're already going out with rich, attractive guys. That tone, you're just jealous. You know perfectly well that any bar, anywhere in America, contains 10 girls more beautiful and more likely to have sex with me than the whole of the United Kingdom.
That is total bollocks. You've actually gone mad now.
No, I'm wise. Stateside, I am Prince William, without the weird family.
No, Colin, no.
Yes.
Net.
Da.
Nine.
Yeah, darling.
Right, the Christmas party, not my favourite night of the year, and your unhappy job to organise.
Tell me.
It was basic, really. Find a venue, overorder on the drinks, bulk buy the guacamole, and advise the girls to avoid Kevin if they want their breasts unfondled.
Wives and family and stuff?
Yes, I mean, not children, but their wives and girlfriends, etc. Christ, you haven't got some horrible six-foot-tight T-shirt-wearing boyfriend you'll be bringing, have you?
No. I'd just be hanging around the mistletoe, hoping to be kissed.
Really?
Right. You know, he spends all the time in his room. I mean, he'll be up there now.
Unusual about that. My horrid son,
Bernard,
stays in his room all the time. Thank goodness.
Yeah, but Karen, this is all the time. I'm afraid that there's something really wrong, you know. I mean, clearly it's about his mom, but Christ, he might be injecting heroin into his eyeballs for all we know.
Then
the age of 11.
Well, maybe not as able as I'm. Maybe just as age. I think the problem is with Mom always used to talk to him, you know, and I don't know, the whole stepfather thing seems so suddenly to somehow matter like it never did before.
Listen, it was always going to be a totally shit time. Just be patient. And maybe check the room for needles.
But then when he sometimes does come out, it's obvious he's been crying. Ridiculous ways. And that is going to ruin Sam's life as well. I just don't know.
Get a grip. People hate sissies. No one's ever going to shag you if you cry all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Helpful.
So, what's the problem, Samuel? Is it just Mum, or is it something else? Maybe school? Are you being bullied? Or is it something worse? Can you give me any clues, Joel?
You really want to know?
You really want to know?
Even though you won't be able to do anything to help.
Even if that's the case, yeah.
Okay. Well, truth is, actually, I'm in love.
Sorry?
I know I should be thinking about Mum all the time, and I am. But the truth is, I'm in love. And I was before she died. There's nothing I can do about it.
Aren't you a bit young to be in love?
No.
Okay. I'm a little relieved.
Why?
But because I thought it would be something worse.
Worse than the total agony of being in love?
No, you're right. Yeah, total agony.
Absolutely. Free as a bird, far away.
Feel uncomfortable about us working in such close proximity every day and me knowing so little about you. Seems elitist and wrong.
Well, it's not much to know.
Well, where do you live, for instance?
Wandsworth. The dodgy end.
Ah, my sister lives in Wandsworth.
Oh. Yeah.
So which exactly is the dodgy end?
Right at the end of the High Street, Harris Street, near the Queen's Head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that is dodgy. you live with your husband, boyfriend? Three illegitimate but charming children?
No, I've just split up with my boyfriend, actually, so I'm back with my mum and dad for a while.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm well shut of him. He said I was getting fat.
I beg your pardon?
He said no one's going to fancy a girl with thighs the size of big tree trunks. Not a nice guy, actually. In the end.
Yeah. You know, being Prime Minister, I could just have him murdered.
Thank you, sir. I'll think about it.
Do. The SAS are absolutely charming. Ruthless, trained killers are just a phone call away. Oh, God. You have this kind of problem? Yeah, of course you did, you saucy minx.
So, let's go. We can definitely crack this. Remember, I was a kid once too. So, come on, it's someone at school. Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, good, good. And what does he feel about you?
She doesn't even know my name. And even if she did, she'd despise me. She's the coolest girl in school. And everyone worships her because she's heaven.
Good. Good. Well, basically you're fucked, aren't you?
Hi there, and welcome back. So, Billy, 3 weeks till Christmas. Looks like the real competition is going to be Blue.
Yeah, I saw them on the show last week. They weren't very nice about my record.
No, little scamps.
But very, very talented musicians.
Yeah. Billy, I understand you've got a prize for our competition winners.
Yes, I have, Antoine Deck. It's a personalised felt tip pen.
Oh, great.
It's brilliant. It even writes on glass. So if you've got a framed picture like, for instance, this one of Blue, mm-hmm. you can just write on it.
A lot of kids watching, Billy.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, kids. Here's an important message from your Uncle Bill. Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star and they give you them for free.
And I do believe it's a commercial break. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Just a minute.
Actually, they're not funny. They're art. Okay, let's say Thursday, my place.
Great. But for now, I've got Juliet on the other line. Can I patch you through? She wants to ask you a favour.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, and be nice.
I'm always nice.
You know what I mean, Marky. Be friendly.
I'm always...
Mark?
Hi. How was the honeymoon?
Oh, it was great. And thanks for the gorgeous send-off.
So, what can I do for you?
It's only a tiny favour. I've just tried the wedding video, and it's a complete disaster. It's come out all blue and wibbly.
I'm sorry.
And I remember you filming a lot in the day, and I just wondered if I could look at your stuff.
Oh, no, look, to be honest, I didn't really, you know...
Please. All I want is just one shot of me in a wedding dress that isn't bright turquoise.
Okay, I'll have a look, but to be honest, I'm pretty sure I wiped it, so don't get any hopes up. Must go.
Any progress with our matchmaking plan?
No. Then fuck all, and never will, because he's too good for me.
How true. Ow.
Stop.
I'm across your mobile, girls.
Hello, hi. How are you doing?
How did you go yesterday?
So, how's the Christmas party going?
Good. I think I found a venue. A friend of mine works there.
What's it like?
Good, good. It's an art gallery. Full of dark corners full. Doing dark deeds.
Right. Good. Well, I suppose I should take a look at it or something.
You should.
Bonjour, Eleanor.
Bonjour, Monsieur Bennett. Welcome back. This year you bring a lady guest?
No, it's a change of situation. Just me.
Oh, am I sad or not sad?
Well, I think you're not surprised.
And you stay here till Christmas?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I find you a perfect lady to clean the house. This is Aurelia.
Ah. Bonjour, Aurelia.
Bonjour.
Je suis trésorier de... Vous avez ici?
Unfortunately, she cannot speak French. Just like you. She's Portuguese.
Buongiorno. Eusebio. Walter Bueno.
I think she's 10 years too young to remember there was a footballer called Eusebio. And Malta Bueno is Spanish.
Right. Anyway, it's nice to meet you.
Perhaps you can drive her home at the end of her work.
Oh, absolutely. That's a con grande plazora.
Which is what? Turkish?
Bello. Bella. Montagno. Arbery. No, right. Silence is golden. As the traveller said. Clever guys. Although I think the original version was by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Okay. Great band. Oh, shut up.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Come on through. I'm sorry your wife couldn't make it, by the way.
Oh, so is she, although she would have been kind of lonely, I'm sure.
Yes, pathetic, isn't it? Just never been able to tie a girl down. Not sure that politics and dating really go together.
Really? I never found that.
Yeah, well, the difference is you're still sickeningly handsome, whereas I look increasingly like my Aunt Mildred. Very jealous of your plane, by the way.
Thank you. We love that thing, I'll tell you.
Ah, Natalie. Hi.
Morning, man. How's your day so far? Excellent. Goodness, it's a pretty little son of a bitch right there. Did you see those pipes?
Yeah, she's terrific. Method Jumba.
No, absolutely not. You cannot and will not consult on that either.
That is unexpected.
Well, it shouldn't be. The last administration made it perfectly clear. We're just being consistent with their policies.
Well, with all respect, sir, they were bad policies.
All right, thanks, Alex. I don't think we're making progress here. Let's, move on, shall we? Well, now, that was, an interesting day.
Sorry if our line was firm, but there's no point in tiptoeing around today and then just disappointing you for 4 years. I mean, I have plans, and I plan to see them through.
Absolutely. Now, there is one final thing I think we should look at. It's very close to my heart. Just give me a second.
I'll give you anything you ask for. As long as it's not something I don't want to give.
Hi.
Pathetic.
It's grey scotch.
Well, I'll be going then.
Natalie, I hope to see much more of you as our two great countries work toward a better future.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Peter.
Mr. President, has it been a good visit?
Very satisfactory indeed. We got what we came for. And our special relationship is still very special.
Prime Minister?
I love that word, relationship. It covers all manner of sins, doesn't it? I fear that this has become a bad relationship. A relationship based on the President taking exactly what he wants and casually ignoring all those things that really matter to Britain. We may be a small country, but we're a great one too. The country of Shakespeare, Churchill, the Beatles, Sean Connery, Harry Potter, David Beckham's right foot, David Beckham's left foot, come to that. And a friend who bullies us is no longer a friend. And since bullies only respond to strength, now onward, I will be prepared to be much stronger. And the President should be prepared for that.
What's your
sister on line for? Right. Yes, I'm very busy and important. How can I help you?
Have you gone completely insane?
You can't be sensible all the time.
You can if you're Prime Minister.
Oh dear, it's the Chancellor of the Exchequer on the other line.
No, it isn't.
I'll call you back.
No, you won't. The trouble with being the Prime Minister's sister is it does put your life into rather harsh perspective. What did my brother do today? He stood up and fought for his country. And what did I do? I made a papier-mâché lobster head.
What is this we're listening to?
Joni Mitchell.
I can't believe you still listen to Joni Mitchell.
I love her. And true love lasts a lifetime. But Joni Mitchell is the woman who taught your cold English wife how to feel.
Did she? Oh, well, that's good. I must write to her sometime and say thanks.
Now, which doll should we give Daisy's little friend Emily? The one that looks like a transvestite or the one that looks like a dominatrix?
It's almost enough to make you feel patriotic. So here's one for our ass-kicking Prime Minister. I think he'll enjoy this. A golden oldie for a golden oldie.
Mary, I've been thinking. Can we move the Japanese ambassador to 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Certainly, sir.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Would you like the last...
Obrigada, mas não. Se visse a minha irmã, ia perceber porquê.
That's all right. All for me.
Se fosse assim, não comia tudo. É que está cada vez mais rechonchudo.
I'm very lucky. I've got one of those constitutions where I never put on weight. Hello?
Oh,
do so pessimistic.
Oh, no. What's
in here?
Oh, God, it's half the book. Oh, no. Just leave them. Please, they're not important. They're not worth it. Stop. Stop. It's all just rubbish. Just leave it. Oh, God, she's in. Right, and now she'll think I'm a total spaz if I don't go in too.
Oh, God, it's free.
Fuck, it's freezing.
There's a volcano.
It's not worth it, you know, it's bloody Shakespeare.
No, but I'm not going to be here. It's a war.
Just stop, stop.
I didn't get the flow fast copies.
I really must do copies. You know, there better not be eels in here. I can't stand eels.
The point that is the thing you discussion for.
Don't go! What the hell is that?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know. I'll name one of the characters after you.
Talvez possa dar o meu nome a uma das personagens. Ou 50% dos lucros.
Or I could give you 5% of the profits.
Que tipo de livro é? Romance?
Yes, it's
policial, crime.
Yes, crime, murder.
Mete medo.
Scary? Yes, sometimes scary, and sometimes not. Mainly scary. How bad the writing is.
Eu tenho que ir trabalhar. É melhor.
Ah.
Talvez mais tarde deva ir.
Sure. It's my favorite time of day. Driving you.
É a parte mais triste do meu dia. Deixá-lo.
This morning is this guy. The bad granddad of rock and roll here at 10:30. Do not switch off.
And off you bye.
No, thanks.
Thank God. It would have broken my heart if you'd said yes.
Oh, right, well. Lucky you.
Can I come in?
I'm a bit busy.
Well,
but
I was just passing and I thought we might check that video thing out. I thought I might be able to swap it for some pie or maybe munchies.
Actually, I was being serious. I don't know where it is. I'll have a poke around tonight.
Mark,
then.
Can I say something?
Yeah?
I know you're Peter's best friend. And I know you've never particularly warmed to me. No, don't argue. We've never got friendly. But I just wanted to say I hope that can change. I'm nice. I really am, apart from my terrible taste in pie. And It would be great if we could be friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
Doesn't mean we'll be able to find a video, though. I had a real search when you first called and couldn't find any trace of it, so...
There's one here that says Peter and Juliet's wedding. Do you think we might be on the right track?
Yeah, well... Wow. That could be it.
Do you mind if I just...
I'll probably taped over it. Almost everything's episodes of West Wing on it now. Oh.
Oh, bingo. That's lovely. Well done, you. Oh, that's gorgeous. Thank you so much, Mum. This is exactly what I was hoping for. Quite pretty. You've stayed rather close, haven't you? You never talk to me. You always talk to Peter. You don't like me.
I hope it's useful. Don't show it around too much. It needs a bit of editing. Look, I've got to get to a lunch. Early lunch. You can just show yourself out, can't you? It's a self-preservation thing, you see.
Anything for the hero of the hour?
Don't ask me why, and for heaven's sake, don't read stuff into this. It's just a weird personality thing. But, you know Natalie, who works here?
The
The chubby girl?
Would we call her chubby?
I think there's a pretty sizable ass there, yes, sir. Huge thighs.
Yeah. But whatever, I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but I wonder if you could, redistribute her.
It's done.
Samo, can't sleep?
I got some terrible news today.
Let's have it.
Joanna's going back to America.
Your girl's American?
Yes, she's American. She's not my girl. And she's going back to America. That's the end of my life as I know it.
That is bad news. Well, we need Kate. And we need Leo. And we need them now. Come on.
Hold on. Keep your eyes closed. You trust me?
I trust you.
You trust me?
I trust you.
Fool!
Don't make me believe.
All right. Open your eyes.
Well, you know, Sally, I'm sure she's unique and extraordinary, but general wisdom is that in the end, there isn't just one person for each of us.
There was for Kate and Leah. There was for you. And there is for me. She's the one.
Fair enough. And her name's Joanna.
Yeah, I know. Same as Mum.
Yeah.
Prime Minister.
Thank you very much.
Oh, apologia. Grande famiglia, grande tradizione di Christmas presents. Stupid off.
Ter saudades tuas. Da tua lentidão a bater à máquina. Da tua má condição.
Thank you.
I have a plan.
Thank the Lord. Tell me.
Well, girls love musicians, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Even the really weird ones get girlfriends.
That's right. Meatloaf. Definitely get laid at least once, for God's sake. Ringo Starr married a Bond girl.
Whatever. There's this big concert at the end of term, and Joanna's in it. And I thought maybe if I was in the band and played absolutely superbly, there's a chance that she might actually fall in love with me. What do you think?
I think it's brilliant. I think it's stellar. Apart from the one obvious tiny little baby, little hiccup.
I don't play musical instrument.
Yes, sir.
A tiny, insignificant detail.
This must be a very exciting moment for you, fighting for the Christmas number one. How is it looking so far?
Very bad indeed. Blue are outselling me 5-1, but I'm hoping for a late surge. And if I reach number one, I promise to sing the song stark naked on TV on Christmas Eve.
You mean that?
Well, of course I mean it, Michael. Do you want a preview, you old flirt?
Well, that'll never make number one.
I suppose it's his job to dance with everyone, isn't it? Some more than others.
Just one dance. Before we run out of chances.
For me?
Unless you just...
No, no. Good. Yeah. Thanks.
Just sitting here waiting for you to come on home
turn me on, turn me on.
Well, I better go.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Actually, I don't have to go.
Right. Good.
No, that's good.
Just, would you excuse me for 1 second?
Sure.
Okay, that's done. Why don't you come upstairs in about 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Oh, darling. No, I'm not busy. No, far away. Right. Yes, I'm not quite sure it's going to be possible to get the Pope on the phone tonight, but... Yes, I'm sure he's very good at exorcism, but... Well, I'm sure John Bon Jovi is as well, and I'll definitely look into it. Okay? Okay, I'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
It's my brother. He's not well. He calls a lot.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, it's not really fine. It is what it is, and... Sort of there being no parents now and us being over here, it's my job to keep an eye on him. I mean, not my job. Obviously, I'm glad to do it.
That's okay. I mean, life is full of interruptions and complications. So. You're making better.
No.
Then maybe. Don't answer.
Hey, how you doing? Right.
Oh, no. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please, please don't, little darling. Between the two of us, we'll find the answer and it won't hurt anymore. No, no. No, I'm not busy. And of course, if you want me to come over, I will. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a good night. Except I felt fat.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true. Nowadays, the only clothes I can get into were once owned by Pavarotti.
I've seen Pavarotti dresses very well.
Mia's very pretty.
Is she?
You know she is, darling. Be careful there.
You've been watching stuff on TV?
Yeah. Every night.
Oh, good.
Every day. The nurses are trying to kill me.
Nobody's trying to kill you, babe.
Back at 3. Christmas shopping, never an easy or a pleasant task.
Are you going to get me something?
I don't know, I hadn't thought. Where's Sarah, by the way?
She couldn't make it in today. Family thing.
There's a word for hangover I've never heard before. See you later.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
So, you're going to give me something?
I thought I made it clear last night. When it comes to me, you can have everything.
So, what do you need? Something along the stationery line? Are you short of staplers?
No. I don't want something I need. I want something I want. Something pretty.
Right. Right.
Sorry I'm late. I had to drop off Bernie at rehearsal. Right. Well, listen, you keep yourself occupied for 10 minutes while I go and do the boring stuff for our mothers.
For anything in particular, sir?
Yes, that necklace there, how much is it?
It's £270.
All right. I'll have it.
Lovely. Would you like it gift wrapped?
Yes, all right.
Lovely. Let me just pop it in the box. There.
Look, could we be quite quick?
Certainly, sir. Ready in the flashes of flashes. There.
It's great.
Not quite finished.
Look, actually, I don't need a bag. I just put it in my pocket.
No, this isn't a bag, sir.
Really?
This is so much more than a bag.
Could we be quite quick, please?
Prontissimo.
What's that?
It's a cinnamon stick, sir.
Actually, I can't wait.
Oh, you won't regret it, sir.
Want a bet?
It is but the work of a moment. Yeah. Almost finished.
Almost finished? What else can there be? You're going to dip it in yogurt? Cover it with chocolate buttons?
Oh, no, sir. We're going to pop it in the Christmas box.
But I don't want a Christmas box.
But you said you wanted a gift wrap.
I did, but...
This is the final flourish.
Can I just pay?
All we need now...
Oh, God.
...is a sprig of holly.
No bloody holly.
But, sir, the...
Leave it. Just leave it.
Thought you'd round the jewellery section, I see.
No, I was just looking around.
Don't worry. My expectations are not that high after 13 years of Mr. Oh, but you always love scarves. Actually, I do love them.
I had to rent out my flat to pay for my ticket.
You're not actually going ahead with this genuinely stupid plan.
Yeah, I bloody am. You think this backpack is full of clothes? Like hell it is. It is. Chock-a-block full of condoms.
Excellent. Excellent. Perfect. Keep that going.
Look, sorry to be a bit forward and all that, but... You don't fancy going for a Christmas drink, do you? I mean, nothing implied at all. Just, maybe go see something Christmassy or something. Obviously, if you don't want to, you don't have to. I'm rambling now.
No, that would be lovely.
Oh, great.
Yay.
Yeah, that is really great. Normally, I'm really shy about this sort of thing. It takes me ages to get the courage up, so thank you.
Explain to me again why you're so late.
Oh, for heaven's sake, woman. Can't I have any secrets?
I've been waiting for hours. It's the first ever free for you.
Starry night in ancient Jerusalem, and the baby Jesus was in his manger.
Bella Pins is not the real detective.
This book is here to be a good book.
I would like half by of cherry.
Oh, dear, echt du vom dürrischen Stammer. Echt geht der Stammer.
Und zum Kies hat man nie dann
gewartet. Ich
bin
broken man.
Yeah, back broken and too much sex.
You are on the road to disaster.
No, I am on Shag Highway, heading west. Farewell, failure. America, watch out! Here comes Colin Frizzle.
And he's got a big knock.
What kind of bar?
Just any bar. Just your average American bar.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like a Budweiser, please. King of beers.
Bud coming up.
Oh, my God. Are you from England?
Yes.
Oh. That is so cute. Hi, I'm Stacy. Jeannie? Yeah? This is...
Colin. Frizzle.
Cute name. Jeannie. He's from England.
Yep. Basildon.
Oh. Wait till Carol Ann gets here. She's crazy about English guys.
Uh-huh.
Hey, girls. Carol Ann, come meet Colin. He's from England. Step aside, ladies. This one's on me. Hey, gorgeous.
That is so funny.
What do you call that?
Bottle.
Bottle.
What about this?
Straw.
Straw.
What about this?
Table.
Table. Oh, it's the same. Where are you staying?
I don't actually know. I guess I'll just check into a motel that they do in the movies.
Oh my god, that is so cute.
No, listen. This may be a bit pushy because we just met you, but why don't you come back and sleep at our place? Yeah.
It's not too much of an inconvenience.
Hell no. But there's one problem.
What?
Well, we're not the richest of girls, you know, so we just have... a little bed and no couch. So you'd have to share with all three of us.
Yeah. And on this cold, cold night, it's gonna be crowded and sweaty and stuff.
Yeah.
And we can't even afford pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we would be naked.
No, I think it'd be fine.
Great. The thing that's going to make it more crowded? Harriet.
You haven't met Harriet.
It's a false one.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're totally going to like her because she is the sexy one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
And he's a Christian.
Cheers.
Only each tonight. Who's got one for Dad?
I am.
Let Mummy go first.
Okay, I'll get it.
No. I want to choose mine. I think I want...
this one. I have, of course, bought the traditional scarf as well, but this is my other slightly special, personal one.
Thank you. That's a real first.
Rip it. What is it?
I'm going to... All right, I'll rip it. God, that's a surprise.
What is it?
It's a CD. Joni Mitchell, wow.
To continue your emotional education.
Yes. Goodness. that's great.
My brilliant wife.
Ah, yes. Actually, do you mind if I just absent myself for a second? All that ice cream. Darling, could you make sure the kids are ready to go?
All right, no.
I'll be back in a minute.
Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. And still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends,
oh my God,
they're acting strange.
You're
and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained. In living every day.
Did you notice yet?
No. But you know the thing about romances, people only get together right at the very end.
Of course.
By the way, I feel bad. I never asked you how your life is going.
Uh-huh. No. As you know, that was a done deal long ago. Unless, of course, Claudia Schiffer calls, in which case I want you out of the house straight away. You'll be a motherless mongrel.
No.
No, no. We don't want to have sex in every room, including yours.
It's a rainy Christmas Eve all over the UK, and the big question is, who is number one on the Radio 1 chart show tonight? Is it Blue or the unexpected Christmas sensation from Billy Mack? Well, you might have guessed it, although you may not believe it. It's Billy Mack.
Hello.
We're live across the nation, and you're number one. How will you be celebrating?
I don't know. Either I could behave like a real rock and roll loser and get drunk with my fat manager, or when I hang up, I'll be flooded by invitations to a large number of glamorous parties.
Yes. Let's hope it's the latter. And here it is, number one from Billy Mack. It's Christmas is all around.
Oh, Jesus, not that crap again.
Bill,
Steve, hello, Elton. Of course. Send an embarrassingly big car, and I'll be there. It's gonna be a very good Christmas.
Yeah.
I'd better be getting inside, actually. My mum and, you know.
Yeah, it's getting a bit cold. Well, good night.
Night. I want for Christmas is you.
Right. Thank you.
Good.
Good night. Oh!
I'm dreaming. Dreaming of a white.
Oh, look, everyone, it's Uncle white Jamie!
Christmas!
Yes, oh, splendid. It's lovely, it's lovely to see you all. And, I'm off, actually.
But, Jamie, darling!
Sorry. Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Listen.
Mate, sorry.
Night, Carl.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Babe, how's it going? Yeah. Is it all party, party, party down there?
Sam, time for dinner.
I'm not hungry.
Sam. Chicken kebabs.
Look at the sign on the door.
It's a little long.
Thank you.
Enough. Enough now.
What the hell are you doing here? I was just supposed to be Elton John's.
Yeah, well, I was there for a minute or two, and then I had an epiphany.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on, come up. So, what was this epiphany?
It was about Christmas.
You realised it was all around?
No, I realised that Christmas is the time to be with the people you love.
Right.
And I realised that as dire chance and fateful cock-up would have it, here I am, mid-50s, and without knowing it, I've gone and spent most of my adult life with a chubby employee. And much as it grieves me to say it, it might be that the people I love is, in fact, you.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
10 minutes at Elton John's, you're as gay as a maple.
No, look, I'm serious here. I left Elton's where there were a hefty number of half-naked chicks with their mouths open in order to hang out with you. At Christmas.
Well, Bill.
It's a terrible, terrible mistake, Chubbs. But you turn out to be the fucking love of my life. And to be honest, despite all my complaining, we have had a wonderful life.
Well, thank you.
It's been an honour.
I feel very proud.
Don't be a moron. Come on, let's get pissed and watch porn.
Dear Sir, dear David, Merry Christmas and I hope you have a very happy new year. I'm very sorry about the thing that happened. It was a very odd moment and I feel like a prize idiot. Particularly because if you can't say it at Christmas, when can you, eh? I'm actually yours, with love. Your Natalie.
Jack, yeah, I need a car. Right now, thank you. Oh, don't wait up. I'd like to go to Wandsworth, the dodgy man. Very good for us. Harris Street. What number, sir? Oh, God. It's the longest street in the world. But I have absolutely no idea. Hello. Does Natalie live here?
No.
Right, fine. Thank you. Sorry to disturb.
Yeah, aren't you the Prime Minister?
Yes. In fact, I am. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Part of the service now. I'm trying to get round everyone by New Year's Eve. Oh. Ah, hello. Does Natalie live here?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Are you seeing carols?
No, I'm not.
Please, sir, please. Please.
Well, I mean, I suppose I could.
Please.
All right.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night.
Hello. Sorry to disturb. Does Natalie live here?
No. She lives next door.
Ah. Brilliant.
You're not who I think you are you?
Yes, I'm afraid I am, and I'm sorry about all the cock-ups. Not my fault. My cabinets are absolute crap. We have to do better next year. Merry Christmas to you. Is Natalie here?
Oh, where the fuck is my fucking coat? Oh, hello.
Hello.
This is my mum and my dad and my Uncle Tony and my Auntie Glyn.
Hi. Very nice to meet you.
And, this is the Prime Minister.
Yes, we can see that, darling.
And, unfortunately, we're very late.
It's the school Christmas concert, you see, David. It is the first time all the local schools have joined together. Even St. Basil.
Too much detail, Mum.
How can we help, sir?
Well, I just needed Natalie. On some state business.
Oh.
Right, yes. Of course. Right, well, perhaps you should come on later, Plumpy. Natalie.
Well, listen, I don't want to make you late for the concert.
No, it's nothing really.
Keith will be very disappointed.
No, really, it doesn't matter.
The octopus costume's taken me months. It is a lot of legs, David.
Well, listen, why don't I, give you a lift, and then we can talk about this state business in the car.
Okay.
Lovely.
Lovely, yes.
Yeah, excellent.
Hold tight, everybody.
How far is this place?
Just round the corner.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say, thank you for the Christmas card.
You're welcome. Look, I'm so sorry about that day. I mean, I came into the room and he sinked towards me and there was a fire and he's the President of the United States and nothing happened, I promise. And I just felt like such a fool because I think about you all the time, actually. And I think you're the man that I really love.
Oh, wow. It really was just round the corner. Oh! Well, look, I think I'd better not come in, you know. Last thing anyone wants is some sleazy politician stealing the kids' thunder.
No, please come. It'll be great.
No, I better not. But I will be very sorry to drive away from you.
Just give me one second.
Very mysterious. Where did you two meet?
Oh.
Okay. Terry, I won't be long. Look, this has to be a very secret visit, okay?
Don't worry, this is my school, and I'm on my way around. Come on.
Not ready already.
Come on, David. Ah! Oh, how are you? Hi, guys.
Hey. You all right?
What the hell are you doing here?
Well,
I always tell your secretary that these things are going on, but it never occurred to me you'd actually turn up.
Well, I thought it was about time I did. I just didn't want anyone to see, so I'm going to hide myself somewhere and watch the show. Good luck, Daisy. Good luck, Bernie.
I have to tell you, I've never been gladder to see my stupid big brother.
Thank you.
Alright.
Oh, now. We haven't been introduced.
Oh, right. Well, this is Gavin.
Oh, hello, Gavin. Sorry.
My copper. And this is Natalie, who's my, catering manager.
Oh, hi.
Catering manager, watch out. He keeps his hands off you. 20 years ago, you'd have been just his type.
I'll be very careful. Don't try something, sir, just because it's Christmas.
No, seriously. Come on, showtime, quickly. Look, see you after.
Yeah? Yeah, probably, yeah.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
It's all right.
Come on.
Right.
Get your falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Never let it fade away. Never let it fade away.
Hillier School would now like to present their chosen Christmas number. Lead vocals by 10-year-old Joanna Anderson. Backing vocals coordinated by her mother, the great Mrs. Jean Anderson. Some of the staff have decided to help out, and for this, we ask you to forgive us. Thank you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
I'm not afraid to die.
So, not quite as secret as we'd hoped.
What do we do now?
Smile. Little bow.
Tell me, if you were in my position, what would you do?
What position is that?
Imagine your husband bought a gold necklace and come Christmas gave it to somebody else.
Can't.
Would you wait around to find
Good
out
night.
If it... No. Happy Christmas. Would you wait around to find out if it's just a necklace or if it's sex and a necklace or if, worst of all, it's a necklace and love? Would you stay, knowing life would always be a little bit worse? Or would you cut and run?
God. I am so in the wrong. A classic fool.
Yes, but you've also made a fool out of me. You've made the life I lead foolish too. Darling! Darling! You were wonderful, my little lobster. You were so... what is that word?
Orange.
Come on, I've got treats at home. Dad, come.
Zappy! Fantastic show. Classic. Drumming, sir.
Thanks. Plan didn't work, sir.
Tell her that.
Tell her what?
Tell her that you love her.
No way. Anyway, they fly tonight.
Even better. Sam, you've got nothing to lose, and you'll always regret it if you don't. I never told your mum enough. I should have told her every day, because she was perfect every day. You've seen the films, kiddo. It ain't over till it's over.
Okay, Dad. Let's do it. Let's go get the shit kicked out of us by now.
Yes.
Just give me one sec.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. My fault.
No, it really wasn't. You're Sam's dad, aren't you?
Yeah. Stepdad, actually. Daniel.
I'm Carol.
Carol.
Okay, I'm back. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I hope we'll meet again, Karen.
Carol. I'll make sure we do.
Yeah. Good.
Tell them.
What?
You know.
Don't be such an arse.
Look, there she is.
Where?
Over there. Oh, no.
Okay, we'll go to the airport. I know a shortcut.
One night. Senor Bajos?
Sí.
Till estar aquí a pedir as mãos de sua filha.
O quê? Você quer casar com a minha filha?
Sim.
Anda cá depressa, está um homem aqui à porta. Ele quer casar contigo.
Mas eu nunca ouvi mais gordo.
Mas o que é que isso interessa?
É, e agora? Vai-me vender um gajo qualquer, não?
Vender? Mas quem é que fala em vender? Eu tenho pago.
Desculpa, eu falar da outra filha, a Aurélia.
Ela não está aqui. Está no trabalho. Mas eu levo lá. Ficas aí, hein?
Então não se está a ver que fico estúpido. Meu pai vai vender a Aurélia como escrava àquele inglês.
Wait.
We're not actually flying.
You can't come through without a boarding pass.
Not even to let the boy say goodbye to the love of his life.
No.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Boarding pass, sir?
Just a minute. I've got to think somewhere. Sorry, would I hang on to that?
Unless... Do you want to make a run for it?
Hold on to that as well.
I think I should.
Yes. No, I must have left them where I was having a cup of coffee. I'm sorry.
Sam.
Não posso fazer isso. Ela é a nossa melhor empregada.
Boa noite.
Boa noite, Jamie.
Bonita Aurelia, eu vim aqui para te pedir para casar comigo. Eu sei que ser louco porque mal te conheço, mas às vezes as coisas são muito claras para mim. Não preciso de prova. Eu vivo aqui, tu viver na Inglaterra comigo.
Ai, mas é para a Inglaterra, rapariga. Pode ser que conheças o príncipe William, casas-te, mas é com ele.
Shhh. É claro que eu saber que tu não és tão louca como eu. É claro que eu pensar que tu dizes não. Mas é Natal e... E só queria saber.
Oh, pelo amor de Deus! Diz que sim, minha parvalhona!
Thank you. That will be nice. Yes. This being my answer. Easy question.
O que é que tu disseste?
Sim, claro.
Hello, Greta.
I'll make you so sure.
Well, here she is. This is Aurelia. This is Juliet. This is Peter.
Hi.
Oh, Mark. Hi. Good to see you there.
Yeah, I just thought I'd tag along.
Jamie's friends are so good looking. He never told me this. I think maybe now I have made the wrong choice. Picked the wrong Englishman.
She can't speak English properly. She's just talking like
that. Dad! So what good
would living do? Oh, God.
Did you have any friends?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Thanks, Dad.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good to have you back.
Come on.
There she is. Hi. Hello.
Oh, you should have kissed her.
No, that's cool.
Hey! Why are you two doing this?
Might get a shag at last.
Naughty.
I've got
that.
Woohoo! This is Harriet.
Ah, no way to meet you.
Hello, Harriet.
I hope you don't mind. I thought about my sister to stay. This is Carla. She's real friendly.
Hello, you must be Tony.
I thought you were gorgeous.
Not you, I am not.
Oh, shut up.
Only knows what I need.
got under my skin. I got no strength at all in the state that I'm in. And my knees are weak and my mouth can't speak. Fell too far this time.